Okay, Rabbi Yisai, Mesechtas Ksubis, Daf Dalid. We're holding 6-7 lines from the top of the Amud. In the middle of the line, Omer Rofram Bar Papa Omer Rav Chizda. Now, Rofram Bar Papa Rav Chizda says, Loishonu, that we learned yesterday is only in the following case. So since he starts off what we learned yesterday, we have to remember what we learned yesterday. So let's go back just for a moment to Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara quoted a Braisa. What was the Braisa? Look at three lines from the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. Zog the Braisa. Kidisan, Yahari Shahoya, Pitoi Ofui, Utvachai Tavuach. I'm looking at the bottom of Gimel Amud Beis. We're talking about a person, a Chosin Kala, that went. You can leave it here if you want for Pinchas for later. But thank you for your foresight.
I didn't know.
Happened. We're still friends. So it says that the Chus and Kala were ready to go down to the Chippa, and they already prepared a festive, beautiful chasana dinner for everybody. The pita, potoy, ofoy, all the rolls and all the breadsticks and all the chalas were all baked. Utvachay tvoach, all of the meat was already cooked. The yene mozig and all of the yayin was already mixed, meaning ready to be drunk, was already mixed and diluted with water, ready to be drunk. And then chas v'sholem, rachmon litzlan, ameis avim shel chasana, ima shel kala. What do you do? So under normal circumstances, if you didn't have pitzei ofoy tevochoy tavuach, etc., etc., then you'd go and wait. Go do the levaya, let them sit shiva, and you'll reschedule the chasana for a week later. A month later, after the Shloshim, whatever. However, in this case, it's going to be a groisa hefsin maruba. You're going to lose the entire Suda. In addition to the fact, if the father of the chosin passed away, and he was the one that was instrumental in preparing the Suda in the first place, if chas v'sholem, you're going to wait for a week or a month for the chosin, there's not going to be anybody to take care of all of these preparations. Or Ima Shel Kala, the mother of the Kala passed away, and she was the one that was in charge of the Tachshitim for the Kala. Tachshitim doesn't only mean the jewelry, but it also means the shmearing, or the cosmeticians, and all the cosmetics. Exactly. And she never passed away. Who's going to be in charge of all of this? So what did the Braisa say? We make a special Kula, and the Kula is machnisin as a mace l'cheder. We take the mess and put it away in the cheder. There shouldn't be bizoy in a mess that we go to the chip in front of the mess. So we put the mess aside. V'ezechuz v'ezekala, we take them down to the chuppah. U'boyil b'ilas mitzvah, and they have their first b'ilas mitzvah. U'poyrish, and then they stop. And now we do the levaya, said the Rashi in the top. You do the levaya, and after the levaya, there's still noyeg shivas yemeya mishnah. They still continue 7 days, because Rashi says this is like a private regel for the chos mikala. And just like when it comes a regular yontif, if chalila b'chas, someone passes away, you only noyeg shiva after yontif is over. Here too, they're only noyeg the shiva of the achkach noyeg shivas yemeya avelis after the 7 days of mishnah.
If it's a private regal, why doesn't it break the shiva the way a regular regal breaks the shiva?
So apparently it's not on the same madrega, right? It's a lesser madrega. And b'chol oisin hayom, all oisin hayom means the 14 days. Say the 7 days of Yimei Avelis and the 7 days Yimei Mishnah. Yeah.
The chasana is after the regal. In other words, when somebody dies before the regel, it's true, it breaks up.
Right, but in the middle of Mishnah. You only save one day.
Yeah.
It happened to me once. Anyway, all of those 14 days, means the 7 days of Mishnah, the 7 days of Avelis, etc., etc. Now, continuing down to Omer Rofram Bar Papa, says Rofram Bar Papa, that we gave this heter, and we allowed to go and push off the Avelis. By how? By making the chasen immediately and only doing the kvura later on. That's only in a case, lishonul shenosen mayim al gabe basar, that they already washed the meat. Avloi nosen mayim al gabe basar mizdavin. Now this washing of the meat is not the kashrus type of washing of the meat. There's a special din in Hilchas Kashrus that Rabbi Cohen, I'm sure, will be able to go and educate us about, and that is that you're supposed to go and salt the meat within 3 days after the meat is geshochten, after the behem is geshochten. And if you wait beyond that, then unfortunately, it's no longer kosher, because you cannot extract the blood anymore by putting on salt. You have to go. So I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohen?
Depends.
It depends.
Years ago, they held the meat outside, so which was your version.
Uh-huh.
But if you keep in the refrigerator, you understand.
Okay, so
days,
yeah. Okay.
You're allowed to leave it lechatchila according to Avadi Yosef.
Okay, fine. But I'm talking about in terms of general rule.
Not them and hug them here.
I'm not going into the details. I'm just talking as a general rule. General rule, for the first 3 days, you have to go and salt the meat. Beyond the 3 days, you have to cock the tzuris. However, it says in Halacha that there's a way to extend the 3 days, and that is that if before the end of the 3 days you wash off the meat, then you refreshen it, so to speak, you resurrect it, if you will, and then you can continue going and salting it even after the first 3 days are over. But we're not talking about that sugi b'chalal. I just don't want people to get noivous and to think that that's what we're talking about. Rather, what we're talking about is the washing of the meat right before you're going to go and put it in the pot to go and cook it, or to fry it, or to bake it, or whatever you're going to do with the meat. So that the final preparation of the meat before you put it into the pot to cook it, you used to go and wash it. Now from that point on, says Imar, once you actually washed it, if you wanted to go and resell it, you would not find any customers. Why wouldn't you find any customers? Because it's already beyond the regular zman of, it's almost like you put it in the pot. You're going to go and tell somebody, I have a piece of meat that was ready to cook it, but I want something which is still fresh, not something which you were already ready to start cooking. So, Dr. Chietz, Rafim Bar Papa, Omer Chista, Leishonu, Shenosu, Mayim, Al Gabi Basar. When we learned in the Braise that it's such a groise hefsid that you can go and push off the kvura and make the chasen shnel and have the shivas yimei mishne shnel and then afterwards have the shivas yimei avelis, that's dafka when you put the mayim al gabi basar, in other words, you still have the mayim the basar in the cellophane package, you haven't taken it out yet to start cooking, mistaban, then you can probably find somebody else to buy it, and therefore this is not such as a hefsim aruba, and then in fact you should push off the chasana for a week or for a month, etc. Now, before the Gemara continues on, the Gemara only focuses on the Mayim al Gabi Basar. What about the fact that the Braisa said that I have the Pitoy Ofui and I have the Yenoi Mozug? Isn't that also a problem? Even if you took care of the meat, fine. But what about the Pitoy Ofui and the Yenoi Mozug? So the Machloik is showing him exactly how to learn this Braisa. According to the Rajba says that Einachanami, all three of them were ready. The pas was baked. The meat was already washed, ready to be cooked, and the yain is already mazug. Says the Rajba, you can always find a market for baked bread and for yain mazug. Yes, it's true, you'll have to go and give a small discount. There will be a hefsid muat, but not a hefsid maruba. Because if you don't find, if you take for instance, if a person has fresh challis or fresh bread, people will buy it, even if it's 6 hours old, 12 hours old, a day old. It's not the same market. When you go and advertise in the window of the bakery, this is already 1 day old bread, people expect that it's going to be 50% less, or 75%, whatever, that there's going to be a discount because it's no longer that fresh. But there is a market for it. Masha'enke, when it comes to the Mayim al Gabi Basa, there's no market whatsoever, and that's going to be a hefsin meruba. Maybe you can go and sell it for 10% of the original price, and therefore that's why the Gemara is focusing on the Tevuchai Tevuach. The other two you could figure out some sort of Eitzah, but for the meat you have no Eitzah. The Ritva, however, says that you're supposed to learn this Braisa like we learned in Masechtas Yevamos, which is that it's Oy Oy Ka'amar. Not that it's Pitei Ofei Utzvuchai Tavach V'yein Mozik, but rather Pitei Ofei Oy Tvuchai Tavach Oy Yeinei Mozik, meaning that any one of the three would be problematic. And therefore, if the pas is already baked, in fact, that's already enough of a cause or enough of a good reason to go and push off the kvur and avelis. And if you have yain and mozik, that's already enough of a reason to go and push off the kvur and avelis. When it comes to tvoichai tvoach, here Rav from Bar Pop is saying it depends. If it happens to be that the meat is already ready to be cooked, or certainly if it's cooked already, then avadi, you can go and push off the kvur and avelis. If it wasn't even taken out of the cellophane, it's still in the packages and hasn't been washed yet, then you could go after all and sell it. Anyway, whichever way you learn, but we see that there's nafka minna between that the basar is already washed or not washed. Omer Rava says that in this halacha of Rav from Bar Papa, Omer Rav Chizda, it depends. If it's Bekrach, if it's in a big city, Since in a big city there's so many people that need to go and buy meat, there's a tremendous demand, and therefore even if it was already washed off, you could still find people that will buy it, and this would not be enough of a reason to go and push off the kvura and the avelis. Omer HaPapas, her papas says, Fakert, Ubikvan, if you're talking about a small village, Av Bishaloinos in my Malgabi Basar, even if it's still in the cellophane packages, Loim is Davin, you won't be able to go and sell it. Why can't you sell it? Because there's not such a big demand. If you, as a private individual, say, well, I bought this meat this morning or yesterday, maybe you want to buy it off me, the average person will say, I'm going to go to the butcher directly, I'm going to get it from them, I don't need to buy it from you second hand. So therefore, kum tochois, in the krach, even if you put nosa mayim, it's not a hefsid. In kfar, even if you didn't put mayim, it is a hefsid. So where is his case? The case of Rav Chisda. Masa Machasia was a middle-sized city. The Mafka Mikrach, it was smaller than a big city, it wasn't as big as New York. Mafka Mikvar, however, was larger than small little shtetl in the Haim, and therefore this was in the middle. It wasn't a krach where you could easily find tons of customers. It's like a kvar that you can't find anybody. It depends. If it was washed, you really couldn't find a customer. If it was not washed, you could find people that would buy it from you. Tanya Kvasid of Chizda, I'm going to bring a rayataka to this halacha of Rafim Bar Papa Rav Chizda, that there's a difference between Nosan Maim Al Gabi Basam Loi Nosan Maim. And now we're going to have a brisa which is going to be very, very similar to the brisa that we quoted at the outset of today's daf. But the Gemara, the Brisa is going to throw in this Nosan Maim Al Gabi Basam. What's the Brisa? Tani Gemara Rav Chizda, Hari Sheho Ya Pita Yafuya. The pas is baked, utvachoy tvuach, and the meat and the food is cooked. The yenei mozuk and the wine has already been diluted. The nosa mayim al gabe basar, and mayim had been put on the basar, meaning that it's already too late. I already started processing it for cooking. So that's the halacha of Rav Chizda. In any one of these cases, what's the halacha is we push off the kvura, we push off the avelis, the shiva, and we go to the chasana. So we really could stop over here and say Abach Shandarai of Rav Chizda. However, since we bring the Braisa, we finish off the entire Braisa. And the Braisa goes on for quite a few more lines, but we've already gone through the Tanya Kavos in Rav Chizda. So Bush did weiter. Umeis Abach Shal Chosra Ime Shal Kala, like we had yesterday. Machniz is a meis lecheda, we put the meis aside. Vies a chos, vies a kala, lechupa, we take them down to the chupa. Uboyu bi'ilas mitzu, upoirish. And then benoik shibis vea mishta, viakach noik shibis vea Avelis, v'choloitzan ayomim, hu yoshin bein hu anoshim, v'ishtu yishene bein hanoshim. Until now was basically word for word the brisa that we had on top, except for that we added those extra words about nosan mayim al gabei basa.
So what about the tvachot tavuach? If you
hear... Tvachot tavuach means the other macholim. We can't be talking about the basa because
right,
the basa...
Yeah, exactly, okay.
Right, you're 100% right. And continuing on the brisa, v'chein mishapirsa ishtay nido. Now this is something new that we are introducing, that this din of Yoshin Bein Hu Anoshim and Ishtu Yishene Bein Hanoshim, this applies not only in such a very unusual, unique case that we spoke about, the Nebuch, someone passed away, but when a person's wife is Anida, the same thing is Hu Yoshin Bein Hu Anoshim, the Yishene Bein Hanoshim. And of course the Gemara is going to say on the bottom of the Amud, we're only talking about the first time when they have not lived together, because otherwise you'd have every single husband, every single wife, on a monthly basis, they'd have to go and leave their home and sleep in the dormitory together with the Bukhrim and the Maidlich by the Maidlich. So about it, this doesn't apply on an ongoing basis, we're just talking about the first time, but the Gemara is going to go into that shortly. And we don't remove from the kala her tachshitim, which means not only jewelry but also the cosmetics, all the makeup, because we want her to look pretty for her husband.
Even while she's an avail.
Even though she's an availis, exactly. This is continuing on from the previous part of the brisa when she's an availis. And Rashi said already yesterday, the kolshkein, once the lamed yoim are over, avada nevada, she can go and do the cosmetics because the shloshim is over. But either case, lo yivoy lo yiberev Shabbos v'loy b'motzoy Shabbos. Meaning, regardless of when you actually make the chasana, make sure the first be'ilas mitzvah should not be on Friday night and should not be on Motzah Shabbos. And the Friday night we can understand because he's going to make a chabura. And even whether or not one's allowed to have a bilas mitzvah on Shabbos because of that chabura, that's going to be a big machloikis in tomorrow's daf, starting on Hey Amid Beis. There's going to be a shayla, what's the din by the dam? Is the dam considered to be part of the body, and therefore you're breaking through the body and you're making a chabura, you're making a wound? Or do you say it's like inside of a container, and all you're doing is opening up the kli and removing it? The Gemara uses the expression dam mifkid pocket or chaburi michber, but that's tomorrow's subject. Anyway, the Braisa obviously holds that there is a problem of chabur. The question is, was it Motzei Shabbos?
Yeah. It says Erev Shabbos. We use it as Friday, but Rashi says it means Friday night.
For sure.
Not our usage today.
100%.
We call it Leil.
Absolutely. So Reb Pinchas points out, which I think, based on our discussion, is obvious, since we're talking about whether there's a chabur on Shabbos, we don't mean a Friday be'ila, we mean a Leil Shabbos be'ila. Yeshakoich. V'loi Motzei Shabbos. And you also now let have a bilas mitzvah on Motzei Shabbos. The more, of course, is going to ask, what's the problem with Motzei Shabbos? And that's going to be the tail end of today's blot. And Mietzshem, the Gemara, is going to address that. But before we address that, let's go back to the Braisa. Omer Mar, hu yoshem bein hu anoshim, the yeshen bein hanoshim. That, when it comes to the unusual case of our case, as well as Pirsa Ishtay Nida, the din is that you have to be Yoshim bin Hanoshim, be Yishen bin Hanoshim. Okay, before we get to the Ishtay Nida, we go back to our case here about the Avelis. Remember, the Brice is talking about the Shivas Yimei Mishnah, the Shivas Yimei Avelis, that they have to be Yoshim bin Hanoshim. So, Timur Messiah, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Avo Bisha Omru, Ein Avelis, B'moyed, Al Dvarim Shel Tzina, Noyeg. What does the Gemara mean to say? What's the problem of their continuing to live together during the Shivas Yemei Mishnah? Memele Shivas Yemei Avelis is talking to Avelis. And Avelis, we know that the old dinim of Avelis, somewhat similar to what we have on Tisha B'Av, that for instance we have the Ilis HaSandal, and we also have a din of Tashra Shemitah. So this Vashtech. But what's the problem with the Shivas Yemei Mishnah? Shivas Yemei Mishnah, after all, it's his regal, and they're allowed to have a good time, and they're going to be dancing and singing and all the rest. So what's the inyan of being Poirish from his wife? So this is a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Abba Bisha Omru, Ein Avelis B'Moyed. If Chas Hashem, a person is Ovel on Chol HaMoed and Yom Tov, there is no din of public Avelis. But the Dvarim Shel Tzina is still Noyig, which means he's not supposed to live together with his wife, even though he's not sitting Shiva on the Yom Tov or HaMoed, but there's still the dinim of Tzina, meaning a living together, that still applies. So that's why it says over here, Yoshin Ben Ho'anoshim, Behishen Ben Anoshim, because they're not supposed to live together during the Shiva Yemei Mishnah. Yeah?
Once they're already living in Noshim and Onoshim, it's no longer a David Tzina, it's a David Fahesia, because everybody knows that
there being no Yigavelis over here. Yeah, the minute today is Mushla Gai Pirsa, we don't go and send them away from his home, but rather we have a Yingle or a Maidl sleeping there also in the same room, or the doors are open, etc., that they shouldn't come Liday, Chas Hashem and Isser, they shouldn't live together. So the Loshin Yoshin Bin Anoshim is a little bit strong, but I don't know that we mean it literally. But even Ben Anoshim doesn't mean that we go and have in the Shiva dormitory put in a big sign, the Chusin is coming to sleep here tonight. You know, you have a room with one or two boys and you have him go into that other room. So that one or two boys, they know about it, but the whole world doesn't know about it. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara. The Gemara says, there's a right to Rabbi Yechon. Okay, very good. So now, Dorosh Rav Yosef Bereid the Rav Mishmei the Rav. Loishonu Elish Shalei Baal. This whole din is that there was no Be'ila previously. Aval Baal, Ishta Yesheina Imoy. If there was a previous Be'ila, then the wife can sleep together with him, meaning in the same room, and we're not worried at Chas Hasholem that they are going to live together.
He's talking about the neck, the din in the Braise.
We're talking about the Braise, of course.
Not the din of Boy Mimis.
Slowly. The Braise itself has two dinim. Din number one is the case of this unique case of kala, that Nebuch, the father of the chosen, or the mother of the kala, passed away. I'm not finished. Yeah. We're talking about their regel. Uh-huh. Anyway, they were the din of that brisa was talking about that Nebuch, somebody passed away, and they had both a levaya and a chuppah. So he said, let them go to the chuppah, boy will be less mitzvah, and after that they're going to have shivus mei mishta, and after that the shivus yamei avelis. Aha. But it said in the brisa, but kol oisin yom for those 14 days, who yoshin bein hu anoshim, the yeshena bein ha noshim. And then this second brisa added, v'chayin misha pirsa ishtoi nida. Now what exactly is Rav Yosef Rei the Rava going on? Mietchem we'll see in another moment. But in the meantime he says, lo yishonu, this din, that we don't allow them to be misyached by themselves. Rashi says, lo yishonu, dein ne'emonim lihisyached, but rather we insist that he sleep among the men and she sleep among the ladies. That's davka elish leibor, there was no be'ilas mitzvah previously. But if there was already a be'ilah, so they're already used to each other in a sense, so therefore his yetzahara, his taiva, is no longer so strong, then then you don't have to worry about that they're going to chas v'sholem come lidei aver. As they zogt, Rav Yosef Barei de Rava, in the name of Rava, presumably in the name of his father. Frey Timara, what are you saying? According to this brisa, the top words of the daf today, the top words of the yomid, Ubayil Bilas Mitzvah, that they live together. Ubayirish, and then it says subsequently the next 14 days, who Yoshin Ben Anoshim. So what are you telling me? The brisa is only talking about in the case where they never had a beila. They did have a beila. Shteitach Beferish. What's going on? So Timur, of course, Rava knew the brisa. He knew how to read Hebrew and even Aramaic. But rather, Kika Omar, what did Rava mean? Apirsa ishtoi nida. The second case of the brisa. The brisa started off that in this unique case, Nebuch of the Levi in the Gantz Gesheft, 14 days even after the Be'ila, who Yoshim bin Anoshim, Yishtoi Yishen bin Anoshim. Then it says, V'chei Misha Pirsa ishtoi nida. You shouldn't think that this is an ongoing requirement for all married men and ladies for the next 100 years of their married lives, that every month they have to go and be Yoshim bin Anoshim. No, that's talking about only the first time. But Avada, after the first time, once they're already used to each other. And that's why Takana Minig is by a Chuppas Nida, that the Chos and Kala don't sleep in the same room by themselves. We're nervous Takana become Lidei Aveira. But once they already live together once, by the time that she becomes a Nida subsequently, it's no longer a problem. They can live together in the same room. So now, based on what we're saying that there's a major difference in the two cases, the case of the unusual case of the Levaya, and the case of Pirsa Ishtoi Nida. But the brisa said, V'chein! Mashal V'chein Ketani, Mashal the two are the same thing. And how are you splitting hairs and saying, this is called Mita Bila, it's on a Bila.
How can you Pirsa Nida, how can you Bila Smitzvah? If Pirsa Nida the chuppah, they never lived together.
It's a different case.
No, two separate cases. Right. The only common denominator of the cases is that he's got to sleep with the men and she's got to sleep with the ladies.
Right.
But the two cases are totally unrelated.
Right, exactly.
What Rav is saying is that the first case is talking about this unusual case of Chus and Khaled have not lived together yet. They now live together for the first time. However, since there's a Maisa Avelis involved, they still have to be separated. Hu Yoshin Bein Hanoshim, the Yishena Bein Hanoshim. Therefore, even though they've lived together, they had the first Be'ilah together, for the next 14 days they have to be separated at night, different rooms, different people. In the case of Pirsa Ishtoi Nida, if the Chos and Kala have never lived together yet, why? Because they just got married now on Wednesday. Wednesday night they're ready to go and have the Be'ilas Mitzvah. And before the Be'ilas Mitzvah, the Kala says, Chos and I have some bad news for you, and bad news for me. And that is, unfortunately, I just got my period, or I got it yesterday, or I got it this morning. And therefore, we cannot live together. If, however, Baruch Hashem, the chasen, everything was normal, and everything was fine, and they had the Bilas Mitzvah the way they normally have, and then a week later, a month later, a year later, she has the first time that she has her period, at that time they can continue living together in the same room. We don't have to be noivis that they're going to come Lidei Aver. Good. They're both the same. Everything Gemara Achik Amar. V'chein Mishapirse Ishtoi Nida. The Loi Baal of Hu Yashem Min Anoshim Yisha Yishena Bein Anoshim. So even though the first price is talking about Boyu Be'ilas Mitzvah, that's the Gabi the Avelus case. But the Gabi the Pirse Ishtoi Nida case, you have to add two words. V'chein Mishapirse Ishtoi Nida V'loi Baal. If there was previously no Be'ilah because they just got married, and unfortunately she is Anida, then they have to go and split up. So let's talk on the stand now. So we're saying the two separate cases, maskim. Rova says very clearly, the first case by Avelis is talking, there was a bilas mitzvah. Nevertheless, they have to sleep separately. While the second part of the braisa, the pirsa ishtenida, only is talking about if they did not have a bilas mitzvah. But once they live together, then there's no longer any requirement of being split up. So what's the svara? Remember, the svara is the Avelis. Because the Isser of Avelis is considered by the Chosin to be a much more lenient Aveda, 100%. When it comes to Hilchas Nida, you look up the exact Venichrisa, and therefore he says, he's scared. Avadi's not going to even get close to his wife's bed. Avadi's going to stay away. There's going to be a Har Chok Gedoylem. Mashenki and the Gabi Avelis, no! And therefore, Chas V'Shalom, his Taiv and his Yetzirah might get hold of him. Therefore, we want to be protective and we say, you sleep separately, she sleeps separately, we won't have a problem. So that, so he comes to Chos from the Brice. The Avelis is considered to be more lenient by the Chos and the Nida. Freiti Yimara, I'll show you Punk Fakert, Vom Rav Yitzchak Bar Chanina Om Rav Huna. That this braisa is one of the major makoidis for hilchas harchokois between a husband and wife throughout their married life, about certain things that a wife may or may not do during her days of nida days. We all know that there are certain halachas, for instance, one's not allowed to hand things over to the other, etc., etc. So, komalocha she'isha oisa labala, nida oisa labala. All the normal things that a wife can do for her husband, a nida can do, chutz, except for the following. Mezikas hakos, she's not allowed to go on pour hakos. Mezika normally means to go and dilute, but here is lav dafka. Diluting means even pouring. And whether it refers only to wine or to other mashkois, that's a discussion among the paskim, but I believe the minig is any type
of
mashkoi.
She can offer them food. It's kind of shy.
Exactly. The mezikas hakos, she's not supposed to go and pour a kos for him. But to asamita, she's also not supposed to make his bed in front of him. She's also not supposed to go and help him wash his hands or his feet, etc. And we're talking about a case where she's not touching. She's not allowed to go and touch him during Yimei Nida. So we're talking about even just going pouring a pail over his head or over his hands, over his legs. That is prohibited. The reason why these three things are prohibited in Yimei Nida is because we're afraid that there's going to be such a kirav halavavos as a result of these three shimushim that she is going to do for the husband, that will cause it to be agrosi yetzahara, and the chas v'sholem it might come lidei bia, which obviously would be a tremendous isur. So therefore the Chum made these harchakis, stay away, don't pour, don't make the bed, don't do rechitza padriak. Okay. V'yilu gabi avelis tanya, what is the gabi avelis? Avu bisha omru, ein odom rishoy lokov es ishtoy. We're talking about the nebuch, the wife is ba'avelis, and the husband wants the wife to go and look pretty and presentable, but nevertheless she's ba'avelis. So avu bisha omru, ein odom rishoy lokov es ishtoy, lias kecheles, lias pekesis. A husband cannot force his wife, who is an avela, to go and smear herself. Kecheles and bekesis means different types of cosmetics for the eyes, for the face, for the nose, for the toes. As al chazachim is the emes amru, but nevertheless they said moizegis loy hakois umatzas loy hamita umarchetzas loy pana yederago. These three things she is allowed to do, even though she's bavelis. Hey, how come? If you're telling me that these three types of tashmishim, these three types of shimush that he does for her, that causes a great kirval of obis. And therefore, by nida, stay away! Be careful! I'm nervous! Maybe chas v'shalom, then come the chorus legabi bia. So over here, these three things, I should certainly be very, very concerned. Because you said that avelis is more kal than by a person than nida. So certainly if she's going to do these three things, his yetzer is going to burn in him and he's going to want to go and chas v'shalom do bia. So I don't understand it. It's a chpung faked. I see that we're more machmer by nida than by avelis. Yet here on the Omer Aleph, we're more machmer by avelis than by nida. It's a mamish mikotze lekotze. This is more like kashas and ishveh. Kamba velas didei, kamba velas dido. It depends who happens to be the ovel. On the Yom Aleph, it's talking about that he happens to be Bavelis. If he happens to be Bavelis, he said, no, my Avelis, I already sat shiv enough the whole day, and I had to listen, and I already said, I listened to everybody's tanchum, and I had to chat with everybody and tell them how he or she passed away, the ganze geschäft. So he was an ovel. So I'm afraid at night, what might come is, he might want to have a little bit of simcha at night, and he might say he wants to go go and live with his wife. Hu yoshen bein ho anoshem, ishta yishen bein hanoshem. This Brisa Web is talking about that she is the one that's sitting Shiva. Ain't on a Meshoy Lokovis ishta liyas kechelis liyas bekasis, because she is unfortunately an arvel and he wants her to shmir. He cannot force her to shmir. But nevertheless, she can do these three tashmishim. Aye, maybe as a result will be such a kirva levovis, he'll want to go and live with her. She's going to say, Ad kan oim b'shabes agudu. These three things I'm going to do, but not more than that. Ich bin decham veila. I'm never chamsing avelis. So therefore, she will be the protective force and will not allow him to go and do chas v'sholom what his yetzer is provoking him to do. Aha, okay, so makes a lot of sense. So the omer al v'sholom avelis d'day, we're nervous about his yetzer, let him sleep among the boys. Here the omer beis, we're not nervous because she's going to say, no, I'm not going to allow you to do it. No problem. Thank you, Mara. That teretz l'chayra is a lovely teretz, but it doesn't stim with the brayza, because the brayza is talking about v'ha aviv shel chasan oy ima shel kalaktani. It's talking about that either one of them is sitting shiva, is nebuch v'avelis, nebuch the parent passed away. So if we're talking about the ima shel kala, why does the ima shel kala, why does the kala have to go and sleep bein hanoshim? Didn't we just go and say that she's going to stop and she's going to hear, no, I'm not going to let you, da da da. So we see that l'choy, that svara falls away. Everything amara nochmol ki ketani ashara. Just like we said, the v'chein is also not on everything. Here too, this halacha, the imishal kala, doesn't refer to everything. Meaning that the din of aviv shel chasan and imishal kala is the same. Legabei, that we go and take the mess and we put the mess in a separate cheder, and then we allow the chasan kala to go down the chuppah and to be boil bilas mitzvah, and that they have to be poirish, and that they have the shivas yimei mishta, and that they have the shivas yimei avelis. But legabei, the din of whether it has to be Yoshin bein hu anoshim and Yishena bein hanoshim, that's only in a case where he is the aviv, the aviv shel chasan. But if the ima shel kala, we're not nervous that they're going to come lidei aveira, because if she is the aveira, she's going to say, no, I'm not going to allow you to come even near me. So therefore they can stay in the same room and they do not have to sleep separately bein hu anoshim and bein ha rashim. Aha. So even though it sounds from the Brisa that they're all exactly the same, no, they're not exactly the same. Ashar on the other dinam, but not on this din of the Yoshim. Frank Timura, Umishani bin Avelis Tidel, Avelis Tidor. So you're telling me that this Svara between Avelis Tidel and Tidor is Ashtarka Svara, that is Taka different? But then let's look at Nocha Brisa. Now, this Brisa is what we call a sympathy Avelis. Sympathy Avelis means that by a husband and by a wife, not if chas v'sholom, if either one of them sitting shiva, the other one should also participate to a limited extent in that shiva. But as we'll see later on in the Gemara, but that's only bi'apa. Apa means in her presence or in her house, in his house or her house. Once they're out in the street or somewhere else, then there's nothing applies whatsoever. Anyway, so the Brisa tells us the following. Misha mes chomov oy chamoysoy. If someone shver or shviga passed away, his wife's father or mother passed away. So the wife, of course, is sitting shiv. He himself is just a husband. He cannot force his wife to go and shmizach because she's nebach ba'avelis. Ella, what does he have to do? He has to turn over his bed. We, of course, are not knowing today kviyas hamita, but this was a minig that they had in the good old days. The reason why we don't have kviyas hamita nowadays, Toys in Mesechus Moed Cotton says, because the goyim look at it and they think they were doing some sort of kishif. They see through the windows, everybody's putting the beds upside down, and they think we're trying to do some sort of magic, black magic, abracadabra. And therefore, we're no longer knowing. But in the good old days, we're knowing Kriya Samita, that he has to go and turn his bed over, even though he is not the Ovel, he has to go and be Mishtatif in her Avelis.
Sympathy.
Yeah, that's sympathy, exactly. The Noig Im Avelis, and he's talking Noig together with her to a certain degree. Now, he doesn't have to sit on the ground Beshiva, but he also has to go and restrict himself and limit himself. And the same thing applies for Ket, that one of her husband's parents passed away, it's her shver or her shviger, even though she is not an avela, but she should not go and shmir herself, but in fact she has to go and be koifimita like we just said, and she also has azam meaning bavelis. Aha. Okay, so now what does it say in the Brisa? The Brisa seems to equate Avelis di day, Avelis di da. We didn't say, but Avelis di day, he has to be Yoshim Bino Anoshim. But Avelis di da, no, you don't have to have that. It's Masha, they're exactly the same. Misha Meis Chama V'chamoyse, Misha Meis Chamiya, all the same halacha. Is a Rai L'chor, that there is no difference between Avelis di day and Avelis di da. Everything more tni. Add a few words to the brisa. Tani bavelis tidei hu yoshem bino anoshim ishri yishena bein ha noshim. You have to do a little surgery, a little amendment to the brisa, huh? That there is a difference between avelis tidei and avelis tida. That what? Avad legabi gecheles bechesas. Same aloch applies. Legabi the aloch of kviyas amita. Same aloch applies. Noik imoi, noik ima. Yeah. But when it comes to din of yoshem, that's already different. So by the avelis tidei portion of the brisa, yoshem bino anoshim bein yemin anoshim, but not by the avelis tida portion. Of the brisa. The brisa says v'chein in the middle, right? We start off mishemeis chama v'chamoisai, and then it says v'chein he shemeis chamia chamoisai. Doesn't v'chein sound like that they're equal to the same din? We're talking about the other halacha. The gabi shmiring is the same halacha, but the gabi yashon, that's a totally different halacha.
That's if they didn't have beer yet, of course.
Yeah, that this whole gemara is talking about that. Yeah,
pirchos is referring to the pokeses.
Kichol and pirchos are forms of cosmetics. Kichol is actually a kicheles is on the eyes, like some sort of eye. I think they call it
blue.
I think
thing
it's called mascara. But Ichmanish is a bookie.
They used to put a blue thing. It says.
Yeah. Okay. This is shmirachs for the eyes. Pirchos means on the face. They used to go and shmir the faces. Rashi even says about pirchos. Pekesis and pirchos are the same.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a blue thing.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if they do it today.
You know, this is the Vaba. When the women are learning the skimura, then they go into all the details. Okay. We just have to know the mind shmiri, cosmetics, makeup, the other one. But here we're not talking about chas shalom, a person passing away. Yeah, no, 100% right. Yeah, if you put on too much, then you can. Okay, anyway, let's go right. Anyway, let me get right to it. Feiti marva imoy ktani shteitach in the brisa the noyheges imoy avelis, and before we said noyik imo avelis. So my love, what does this imoy mean? My love imoy b'mito. Doesn't this mean that they cannot share the same? Now the lashon haGemara is a bissel shver. The Gemara says that they cannot be together in the same mita. We don't really mean in the same mita. We really mean in the same bedroom. That after all, we're talking about whether he has to be Yoshen Ben Hu Anoshim and he Yishena Ben Hanoshim. And the question is not Ima Bemita in the same room, but we're talking about really in the same, I'm sorry, not in the same bed, we're talking about in the same room. That in the same room, are they allowed to go and be in the same room together? So Lechoira, it says over here, Noig Imoy, and Noig Imo Avelis, it sounds like they cannot be together in the same room. I understand that Legabe, the husband, if he happens to be Noyig Avelis Dida, he has to sleep Bein Ho Anoshim, Maskim. But what does it have to do, Avelis Dida? And it says in the Brisa, both Noyig Imoy and Noyig Ima, it sounds again the same thing, that they're not allowed to be together in the same Mita, which means really in the same room. After Maloi, Imoy Bemayis. What we really mean is Ima Bemayis. What means Ima Bemayis? Ima Bemayis means we're not really talking about halacha now of sleeping together or living together. What we're really talking about is that the whole din of this sympathy, avelis, of the husband for the wife and the wife for the husband is only babayis if it happened to be in the same room, in the same house. But once they leave the room of the house, then the din of avelis no longer applies. It could omelet Rav lechia bere, like Rav said to Chia his son. The reason why Rav said it to Chia's son, says Rashi, is because Chia's wife in fact had passed away, and Chia wants to know, what are my requirements because of my shver or my shviger that passed away? Do I have any shivadinim? So he told him, Be'apa nahoiga velusa. When you happen to be in her ponim, you see her, then avada, you should go and act avelistic. But once you're no longer in her bonim, it's a machloikas apostle, what that means in the same room, whether you actually physically see each other, what it means in the same house. But once you're out of the house in a bodily tinnik, avilusa. Now, even today, the whole concept of sympathy avelis is more or less faded, if you will. People are not even familiar with this minig, but familiar with these dinim. But there, in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought these dinim that one should be noig avelis if shver and shviger on both sides. But again, only in the base of Avil, not if you're out in the street. Okay, Zogim Arbaiter of Ashi Omer, Mika Medamis Avilusa, Dehochel Avilusa de Omer. I had this by somebody in a family. Somebody was sitting, I think I was sitting Shiva Rachman Aslan after my brother, and in the Shulchan Aruch it says not only by spouses, but also it says by children, that children should also be noig avelis to a certain extent if their parents, chas v'shalom, are sitting avelis. So I remember one of my children had a chasana that week, and in Shulchan Aruch it said that one should refrain, and they called up distinguished Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim basically said, even though Taka says that in Shulchan Aruch, the Olim is not so machbid on this, and it's Taka Pella, why they're not machbid, because there's really no makar to be makel, therefore my kids didn't go to the chasana they were supposed to go to because of the Avelis. Anyway, but this, there is this concept, even
they
though...
They did not go. They followed the Shulchan Aruch.
They followed the Shulchan Aruch, even though generally people are not so makbid on this, but they... The Ruv told them that Mitzad Adin, Shulchan Aruch Shteitas, one should follow the Shulchan Aruch. But a lot of people are not even aware that this exists, this whole concept. But getting back to our Gemara, so Lamaisa, the Gemara has now concluded that in fact there is a difference between Avelis Didei and Avelis Didah. By Avelis Didei there is this din of Pana that he has to have Yoshin Bein Ho Anoshim and he Yoshena Bein Hanoshim, even though they've previously lived together, but I'm afraid that they might come Lidei Aveda. So Bishas Avelis, they should stay away from each other, but not by Avelis Didah. Avelis Didah is not a problem because she will say, Nein Ichloz Nishzi, she's going to prohibit him from doing anything untoward. So that was the teretz until now. All the diukim, Simar, for end for all the diukim, the bechain, and imoy, and imah, we took care of all of that. Ravashi comes up with a brand new pshat, and Ravashi says, your whole kasha that you started off with really is not a kasha. Remember, what was the kasha that we started off with? That we said that a person, the avelis kila lei minida, that when it comes to the din avelis, even though they've already lived together, you still have to be yoshim bino anoshim and yishim bino anoshim. Mashenkin legabe nida, if they already live together, you don't have to be machmir. Frank Timur, why not? I see from the braisa, from the halachas that we had before, legabe komalachis, legabe de harchokois, by nida I'm more machmir, and legabe the din of avelis, I'm not so machmir on the harchokis. L'chayra should be even more machmir by the harchokis, by Avelis than I am by Nida, because they might come Lidei Aveda. So Gemar gave a teretz that talk about Avelis Lidei, Avelis Tida. Ravashi comes up with a brand new teretz. Ravashi Omar, Mika Medamis Avelusa di Hocha, La Avelusa di Alma. Avelusa di Alma Chomer, Vleyosin Zilzulei Bey. Avelis di Hocha, Kimen da Akilir Abononos in Zilzulei Bey. What Ravashi tells us is that just like when it comes to normal Nida, we're not machmir of who yoshen ben hu anoshim v'hi yoshen ben anoshim. As long as they had a bilas mitzvah one time, we don't have to worry about it for the rest of their lives. By avelis, you also don't have to separate. And that's why you'll never hear that when there's chas v'shalom avelis, that he especially goes to sleep somewhere else ben hu anoshim, and she comes to sleep somebody else. No, they can still sleep in the same room together. We're not afraid that they're going to come lidei aveda. Here we said they had bilas mitzvah, and for the next 2 weeks they have to sleep separately. Says the Gemara, because over here we made a special kula, and we made a special kula. We're afraid each one's going to say, "Yeah, they were mekel anyway." I'm not going to kula. Anytime you start off with one kula, it mushrooms and becomes as a domino effect. There's going to be more kulas.
Kula gubaris kula.
Ah, very good. So Rav Ashi, that was a very cool word that you just said. So Rav Ashi, Yom Mika Medamus of Lusa Dehachal of Lusa De Alma of Lusa De Alma Chomer. People take it on with all of its chumras. They're not going to come Lidei Bia. So, my kula, what's the kula that you're talking about over here? After all, their Avelim Nebuch, one of the parents, passed away and they're living together. So we see that's the kula. No, that's not a kula. The Avelis only begins after the Kvura, or maybe even a little bit earlier the Avelis begins. Either Blaze Achiotza mi Pesach Habayis, either Bishu Achiyistama Goylel. In other words, perhaps even before the final Kvura.
It's a Ninen they are, even though they're not a novel.
Our Gemara doesn't address the question of Aninus, but Tosis does question the talk about Aninus. If you look at the Tosfos on
departed from the mitzvahs,
what you're saying is all correct. The top Tosfos on Damat Dalad Amar Aleph talks about the Inyan of Aninus. We're talking about you put the mess in a different room and let them be boiled in this mitzvah. Aren't they Aninus in the din of Oinen? So Tosfos addresses that Ayin Sham, but our Gemara doesn't talk about the Aninus. We only talk about the Avelis, and says our Gemara that the Avelis has not begun yet. Why haven't the Avelis begun yet? Because they let the mess stay there in the room. That's the whole concept of this brisa. We let him stay in the room. Don't do the levaya. Don't do the kvura. Just leave him there for a few minutes, for an hour or two, whatever. Go to the chuppah, do bilas mitzvah.
There's no avelis until after the levaya.
Exactly. So, Frank Tigmori, you're telling me that the avelis to hocha is kal. There was no avelis yet. Hosim shim dolechal alav avelus. Even a blazer, one would a blazer hold the avelis start at Shiyot in Pesach Habayis. When you take the mess out of Pesach Habayis, then there's a form of avelis. Rabbi Shua holds that Shiyot to Magoil after you close the cover of the coffin over the mess. That's when the avelis begins. But here we didn't do anything. Yeah, you see, look at the last Rashi. Kisui shall earn a mess. Well, you're talking about the actual burial. Toysis talks about that. That's the bottom Toysis. But Rashi just took
the question is what Stimus HaGoyel means.
Exactly right.
I mean, the Lashon Peshet is the board.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, that homework is the bottom Toysis, and best of letting being the simplest. But getting back to Agamara, Lemaisa, the Avelis hasn't started yet, so there's no kula in the Avelis. It's a kula pre-Avelis, but not during the Avelis. This concept of a private yontif, a private regel, this is something which is novel. We all know about the Sholish Golem that we all have, but to go and say that a Chos and Kala have their own private regel, and this during this private regel, they can ignore the fact that one of them, Nebuch, is an Ovel after the father or after the mother, Chusin or the Kala, like we had. Nevertheless, they can continue on their 70 days of Mishnah, Metala musicians, Metala drushes, Metala alis. That's a great Chiddush. So I might think, if it's Shivas Yimei Mishnah, it's also Shivas Lele Mishnah, that at night, Chas V'Shalom, they can also have beer. Therefore, we have to make a special separation. Hu Yoshem Mino Anoshim, V'Yoshenes Yishena Bein Hanoshim. Good. That was the extended discussion about all of that. Now, at the very end of the Brice, of the new Brice, it says, under all circumstances, make sure that the first Be'ilas Mitzvah should not be Friday night and should not be Motzei Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, and again, like Reb Pinchas said on the Omer Aleph, we don't mean Erev Shabbos Friday, we mean Leil Shabbos. Aha. So what's the din of Leil Shabbos? You're not allowed to go and live again Mishum Chabura because he's going to make a wound. We're going to have an extended discussion about that tomorrow on the Umud Beis, whether or not this is an agreement with everybody. I'm always going to ask whether the dam is mifkid pocket or chaburi mechbar. Stay tuned for tomorrow for the discussion. But clearly this braisa holds that it's osur because you're making a chabur. But frankly, what's Shabbos in my life? What's the problem with Motzei Shabbos? There's a problem of chabura. So we're not going to go through the whole thing, but we'll just start. Omer Zera Mishum Cheshboinois. What means Cheshboinois? Let's look at the top. Rashi Shem Yichnois L'Motzei Shabbos. If the person is going to make the party, the dinner, the chasana Motzei Shabbos, Yasa Seuda B'Laila. The Seuda, of course, is going to be at night. The Yachshe B'Shabbos Ma'utzorach L'Hoitzi Ukse V'Dabe Dover. The pasuk, a famous pasuk in Yeshaya, Mimtzei Chavtzucha V'Dabe Dover, that you have to make sure that your Dibur Shel Shabbos shall not be like your Dibur Shel Chol. During the week, you go and talk about all types of cheshbonos, all types of business things. Shabbos, you have to be, your mind and your speech has to be totally Shabbistic. Even though Dabar Dabar sounds like Dibur, make sure that you don't speak any Dvorim Shel Chol. Rashi extended, the Gemara extended, even to thinking. Cheshbonos from cheshbonos, of course, means calculations, but cheshbonos calls from Lashon Machshava.
Even the cheshbonos mitzvah you're allowed to.
Rabbi, that's the Gemara's kasha. But in the meantime, it's okay. The Gemara is saying is these types of cheshbonos that you're going to figure out how many portions and who's going to sit at which table and how many do I need and all these. You're not going to do all these things on Shabbos. Hachonis, exactly. So Amalei Abayi said, "V'chashvoinu shel mitzvah miyasi your kasha." So chashvoinu shel mitzvah. I, but Rav Chizkiya Rav Amnon Yamet Shabayi chashvoinu shel mitzvah mutlachad b'shabbos. We Amar Vluzer Poiskin Tzedak Laniim b'shabbos. We Amar Biyakov Halchamat Yisirz Amat Rishas Shal Diskedam b'shabbos. And we're gonna have about 10, 50, 20 lines. You're allowed to do.
We said how much we're gonna give to each other. 100%.
Poiskin Tzedak Laniim means you're allowed to make appeals and people allowed to pledge funds on Shabbos. Avada, you're not allowed, the Gabbai is not allowed to go and write it down. Some shuls, they have these clips that they put on pieces of paper, etc. But that's the poskim tzedakah. That means that you're allowed to be open your mouth to go and make pledges for aniyim on Shabbos. But make sure, of course, that you pay your pledge.
You make a diyuk aniyim, yes, for a shul, no?
That's tomorrow's Gemara. You'll make those diyukim with tomorrow's Maggid Shir. So the problem is, based on all these Gemaras, you see that you're allowed to do Cheshbon Yishol Mitzvah. So what's the problem on Motzei Shabbos? So if you skip down about 12, 15 lines, that Gemara Elam Rav Zeira Gzeira Shemi Yishchoit Ben Oif. It's not a problem of making the Cheshbon, it's that you're allowed to do on Shabbos Cheshbon Yishol Mitzvah. But you might come to do the actual catering on Shabbos. You might start shechting. You might start cooking. That's why you're not going to go and do the dinner on Matzah Shabbos, because of those concerns.
You want to teach your child Umnis on Shabbos. We had a Beferish Gemara in Sechah Shabbos,
okay.
The first
paragraph. Have one thing on the